Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic in Morningside due to an accident on Rivonia Road at South Road. The traffic is also moving really slowly in Midrand from the Buccleuch Interchange on the N1 North all the way past the Olifantsfontein Road exit, and then things get a little bit more free-flowing.
The Gauteng Department of Health confirmed that over 70 pupils in the West Rand have been admitted to hospital in Carltonville in a suspected food poisoning incident. The matriculants from the Fochville and Badirile secondary schools, as well as the Wedela Technical School. And a Limpopo police sergeant is expected to appear in court tomorrow following her arrest in connection with the murder of 6 people, allegedly for insurance payouts. Now, it's alleged that she benefited from more than 10 million rand worth of insurance policies. Moving abroad, as Israel's attack on Hezbollah in Lebanon continues, the UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon said an Israeli tank fired on its headquarters in the country's south earlier today. Now, according to the force, 2 of its members have been wounded. The peacekeeping force reminded Israel in a statement to adhere to international laws regarding attacks on UN missions. So for more on that, visit jacarandfm.com, click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Sports news brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team. You can win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some tennis news. Rafa Nadal announced that he will retire after the Davis Cup finals in November, ending a career which brought 22 Grand Slam titles, global respect, and inspired epic and iconic rivalries with Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. The 38-year-old Spaniard is set to end 2 decades as a professional with 92 titles and prize money alone of $135 million, his status long since secured as one of the greatest tennis players of all time. Staying with tennis news, world number 2 Carlos Alcaraz, well, he was knocked out of the Shanghai Masters in straight sets by 33-ranked Thomas Macic, losing 7-6 and 7-5 earlier today. And last gasp, try hero Fez Mbatha has been rewarded for his scoring heroics at the end of the Dragons game as a part of 3 rotational changes for the Hollywood Bet Sharks team. They take on Benetton in the next round at the Stadio Monigo in Treviso on Saturday. Coach John Plumtree hasn't tinkered too much with the side. Mbatha coming in for Dylan Richardson, while Trevor Nyakane started loose in place of Ntutuko Mkhunu. And England bowlers sparked a Pakistan batting collapse after a brilliant triple century by Harry Brook, and Joe Root's double 100 gave them a chance as well of winning the first test in Multan. Brook smashed 317 and Joe Root set 262, as he also became England's most prolific run scorer in test matches. They set up a mammoth 823 runs for one team. 823.
Was I bowling?
You may as well have been, because it looks like it was a tar road.
I was bowling.
823, and then they didn't even bowl them out either. That gave them a lead of 267. This after Pakistan had made 556. So it was a pitch I'm sure even Kagiso Rabada wouldn't have gotten any wickets on this pitch. But looks like England are well on their way to winning that one indeed. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
Spin a wire and keep the reel spinning with Superbets, with daily promotions and a chance to win up to 1.6 million rand every week. The excitement never ends. Bet, spin, play and win big with Superbets. Sign up now on superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Since the beginning, I've always been the bigger.